Talk about calling on the United Kingdom and other nations to join the U.S. in sending ships to help secure the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, oil prices at a four-year high, more than $103 a barrel, an increase of over 40% since the war broke out. Also near this hour, the President's Political Action Committee sent out emails offering donors for private national security briefings by Trump himself. Emails include an official photo taken by the White House that shows the President in a white USA hat saluting during that March 7th dignified transfer of six U.S. service members killed in Kuwait. We have reporters and analysts ready to discuss all of these new developments. Let's start with MSL White House reporter Jake Traylor. Jake, welcome to you. What are we learning about Trump's plan to open the Strait of Hormuz?
Yeah, I said this is something truly playing out in real time. But essentially what has happened just today, months ago, is the Iranian government essentially saying that they are just fine. Initial request about the blockade of the Strait. Last night we saw on Tuesday, Trump said that he's one of the most powerful bodies in the history of the Middle East, saying there was a total obliteration of every military target in Iran's boundary of college. He's chosen not to wipe out the oil infrastructure on the island, saying that, however, should Iran or anyone else do anything to interfere with the three or six past the ships through the Strait of Hormuz, that he would immediately reconsider his position. So the president there laying out very clearly, Alex, that he wants to see the Strait of Hormuz open, and saying that he withheld the striking of military or of oil infrastructure in the Karg Island, but saying that he would reconsider if necessary. So the president, in his own words, spoke about trying to get ships to safely pass through that strait last night on the tarmac before getting on Air Force One. Take a listen.
Mr. President, when will the Navy start escorting tankers to the Strait of Hormuz? I'm falling down if you think the war is quite too long. I can't tell you. And I have my own idea of what we can do. And it'll be as long as it's necessary. They've been decimated. Countries in bad shape.
So, those are the president's words, but then we see the Iranian government today saying that's not the case. This is not, we're not going to open this up to any aggressor ship, which in this case would be the United States. Would any attempt to move or transit would still be targeted. So, if you'll remember, in the president's initial Truth Social post, he said he would reconsider if this was the case. So, I think the question, of course, now is, what does that reconsideration look like? What does that potential retaliation look like? I'll remind our viewers that the Strait of Hormuz is where about 20% of the entire globe export oil passes through. So a really significant location that is very clearly not being given up or not being caved in by at all at the Iranians at this moment, Alex.
Okay, Jay Trimley, thank you for that report from the White House. And as now, Maya Eaglin is in Birmingham, Alabama now with a closer look at the higher fuel costs. So, Maya, what are the biggest obstacles Americans are facing since gas prices started rising?
I think it's just affording the rising cost of everything. But with the driver that I'm speaking to here in Alabama, it's just added sticker shock, added frustration. Let's take a look at the national numbers today for gas prices. According to AAA, we're seeing about $3.67 per gallon. Yesterday it was at $3.63. A week ago, $3.32. At the start of the war, down $2.98. If we zoom in on the state of Alabama specifically, we are at $3.46 today. As you can see, the really quick rise of prices here. Last month, it was at $2.61. The gas prices increasing are really impacting so many industries, especially transportation truckers. I want to introduce you to Sharon Whammer. She owns and operates a small trucking company here in Alabama. Let's take a look and see what she has to say about all of this.
I always fill up my tank, and so I always just put a little tiny fuel and buy all of it that I can at that time. Well, today there is no little tiny fuel. So when I went and got that $5 gallon fuel, I didn't.